All of us have decisions to make. Life is full of crossroads, and we need divine direction. Which way do I go? Join us as we study God's Word today with Scott Pauling.
Does it seem like life is spinning around you right now? Is it dizzy? Are you disoriented? Are you trying to find your bearing and wondering why it seems that the Lord is just making you to go in circles and everything else to be going in circles around you? Oh, that's exactly where the children of Israel were, Joshua chapter 6, round and round and round the city of Jericho. And maybe that's where you are today. You feel like, Lord, I want to get off this merry-go-round. But I want you to know that's God's classroom. God's teaching some powerful lessons as you go in circles right now. And what are those lessons? Well, let me give you two of them today. The first two lessons that God was teaching to Joshua and to the entire nation of Israel at this time. Here's the first one. The Bible says, as they went round about the city, he says in Joshua 6, verse 2, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor." Did you catch the first word God said? See. Look. Behold. Open your eyes. The first lesson God teaches us when He's leading us in circles is He teaches us the lesson of sight. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking here about physical sight. I'm talking about spiritual sight. You see, oftentimes, with our physical eyes, all we can see is the obstacle. As a matter of fact, in verse number 1, all Joshua could see was that Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. All he could see through the eyes of flesh was that this was an impenetrable fortress, impregnable walls, impassable gates, an impossible venture. That's what he could see. Jericho had a 6-foot-thick outer wall. Then it had a 12-foot-thick inner wall. I'm telling you, they're not getting through these walls. In fact, the little word none in verse number 1 is a good descriptor. He sees no way to get in. He sees no way to conquer, no way to victory. That's what you see through the eyes of flesh. And yet God's first word is see. It's almost comical, but get this, please. It's not through the eyes of flesh he wants Joshua to see, it's through the eyes of faith. Do you remember Hebrews 11 verse 1? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He wants you to look past your Jericho, past the decision, past the obstacle, past the confusion, past the impossible, and get your eyes on the Lord. You know the setting for Joshua chapter 6, of course, is found at the end of Joshua chapter number 5. What happened in Joshua 5? Well, let me read the last three verses to you. It came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, "Art thou for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, "Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy." And Joshua did so. What was Joshua looking at? He wasn't looking at Jericho. He was looking at Jesus. This is a Christophany, a pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not just any angel, because he says, "Look, you're standing on holy ground, take your shoes off." And he receives worship. This is the Lord Himself. Get your eyes off your decision and off of your distraction today and get your eyes on the Lord. You're going to see more in worship than you do in all of your planning and scheming. All of your discussions with friends and family are not going to help you see as clearly as one glimpse of the Lord Jesus. Looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I'm telling you, the first sight you have to learn is the lesson of sight. This is it. The first great truth God has for us is to see the Lord. So what's the second lesson? Well, if the first lesson is the lesson of sight, the second lesson is the lesson of strength. Listen to God's instruction to them on their way around Jericho. He says in verse 7, pass on and can pass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. All right, so they've got their arms. They've got their weapons of warfare. But now listen to verse 8. It came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests, bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns, passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. Did you get it? The armed men are not leading the charge. Who's leading the charge? God's putting the priest with the ram's horns and the ark of the covenant. I love this. We want to use our armed men, our devices, our force, our strength. But God says, no, it's the priest. It's the ones with the access to God. It's the people of prayer. It's those who live in the presence of God that are going to lead this charge. What were these ram's horns? These weren't weapons of warfare. Ram's horns were used at the feast to call people to worship. And the Ark of the Covenant, what was that? It was the visible presence of God among them. It was the Lord with them. And I'm thinking now of that wonderful verse, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit saith the Lord. You see, we want to use our own strength, the strength of our flesh, but it's not the strength of our flesh. It's the strength of the Lord alone. It's not your mind, your personality, your talent, your gifts, your abilities today. It's not trying harder, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, getting in there, making it done. It's not the way you win the victory. It's not the way you find God's way. No, the Lord leads you in circles to teach you that it's not your strength, but His. God doesn't want you in your strength. He wants you in His strength. And the only way to get you to His strength is first, He has to get you to your weakness. So the Lord's going to let you walk round and round the city and feel helpless and incapable and utterly at your end so that you'll recognize it is the Lord. I can imagine marching around that city for 7 days. The children of Israel heard lots of sights, heard lots of sounds, and saw lots of sights coming out of Jericho. People must have been shouting at them from the walls, maybe throwing things at them. They're hearing music coming from inside and the chant of pagan people. Lots of sights and sounds coming out of Jericho, and they were real. But get this, God wanted them to fix their hearts, their minds, their attention on the sights and sounds of Jehovah. All they could see was the Lord. All they could hear was the Lord. All that was near them was the Lord. And I'll tell you, God's going to get us all to the place where it's not the sights and sounds of this world that enamors us, it's the sights and sounds of Jehovah God. Now, the first lesson is the lesson of sight. The second is the lesson of strength. But in the end, both lessons are the same. God leads us in circles, because He's not trying to bring us into Jericho. He's trying to bring us to Himself. You see, this was the first major victory they were going to have in the land of Canaan, and it was going to be the first of many. You see, the decision you're facing now is not the only decision. There's more to come. And the greatest thing you're going to learn is that Jehovah God is enough. Look to Him today and listen for Him alone. That's what the Lord is teaching you as He leads you in circles.